Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Thursday, December 22nd, 2022. U.S. futures are pointing to a mildly positive open as of 4:05 a.m. Eastern Time. European equity markets have opened with small gains following higher levels in Asia. U.S. dollar is under more pressure with Euro, Aussie note, and Japanese yen all notably stronger. Treasury yields are down across tenors. Crude oil and precious metal prices are higher. Other metals are also broadly supported. There are some positive drivers on the macro front for the markets, with some signs of improving inflation trends in the U.S. and better sentiment data from Germany and the U.K. While yesterday's equity market rally was attributed to technical factors in low-volume trade into the holidays, markets are attempting to build on the gains with upbeat corporate updates, though earnings outlook still poses a risk. On the central bank front, the European Central Bank Vice President has said that the bank may raise interest rate again at the current pace for a period to curb inflation, warning that markets might be underestimating the persistence of inflation. However, Portugal's central bank governor expects inflation to fall. On the data front, the UK GDP year-on-year print saw a downward revision in Q3 growth. Sweden's November PPI came in higher than consensus. Its November retail sales volume also increased and beat estimates. Key focus on the US macro calendar today includes the second Q3 GDP reading and November leading indicators, as well as the weekly initial jobless claims and continuing claims, followed by the weekly natural gas inventories. Notable earnings reporters in the US today are Paychex and CarMax, both posting their results before the open. In corporate news, Berkeley Lights has confirmed an agreement to acquire IsoPlexis in an all-stock transaction valued at $57.8 million. BlackRock has reportedly considered but ultimately decided against buying Carlyle Group as Carlyle's search for a new CEO is proving really challenging, the Financial Times reports. In Asia, equities closed mainly higher on Thursday following through the rally on Wall Street. Hong Kong held on to strong gains throughout the day, with internet and IT stocks leading. Mainland China stocks lost some of their early gains to close lower as the markets are still weighed down by the COVID outbreak. Hospitals in China remain under pressure from an influx of COVID patients. There are reports saying that some manufacturers are being ordered to prioritize the production of medical supplies to cope with the demand. Concerns are also growing globally around the potential risk that China's COVID wave will nurture a new variant. Elsewhere in the region, Japan posted a solid gain. Australia consolidated yesterday's rise with another update. South Korea and Taiwan were strong all day. Southeast Asia was mixed. European equity markets have opened higher as expected, with pan-European benchmarks subsequently extending gains and currently trading just below the recent best levels of the session. In another quiet day with limited macro developments to focus on, Bloomberg has reported that European gas prices have gone down for the fifth session amid mild weather and plentiful supplies. Thank you for joining us for the U.S. market preview for Thursday, December 22nd, 2022. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.